Reverence for Life. A friend told me about a fashionable party she attended, as the guest of a friend, at an impressive mansion with beautifully manicured lawns. Servers in formal attire offered hors d'oeuvres and drinks from silver trays. Beautiful food was displayed at convenient locations, and a string quartet set a lively and sophisticated mood. All of this was alien and distasteful to my friend, who grew up middle class with rigid judgments about people with wealth, such as, they are ruthless, or they would not have so much, and they exploit, or they would not be so wealthy. When the music stopped, the hostess appeared at the top of a wide spiral staircase, dressed in a soft black trailing gown. Slowly she began to descend, as though floating downward, while jewels in her necklace and rings sparkled, and her rich brown hair caressed her bare shoulders and accentuated her slim white arms and gloved hands. My friend's own dress suddenly seemed ordinary to her, and she felt her face flush with shame. She wanted to hide her coarse hands, and she longed for familiar friends. As the smiling hostess descended, she seemed amused, but not at the expense of the people there. Her impish cheeks and delicate chin reminded my friend of a childhood companion. And for a brief moment, memories of playful times, secrets shared, and young girls on young adventures replaced the mansion, the hostess, and the guest. Images of grass, a large oak tree, shade, and the Midwest flooded back to her from a distant and friendly past, and she saw her favorite place, her favorite doll, and her favorite friend.